This weekend, the Cannes Film Festival pays tribute to the 100th anniversary of Indian movies. It will host the world premiere of a film called Bombay Talkies. Commentator Sandeep Roy says one scene in that movie breaks new ground for Bollywood.
There was an awkward hush in the theater in Kolkata. In 100 years of Indian cinema, we'd never seen anything like this. A man-on-man gay kiss in a Bollywood movie. Kisses are not that common in Indian films to begin with. This one was in a segment of Bombay Talkies, four short films by four acclaimed Bollywood directors celebrating a century of Indian cinema. Outside a multiplex showing the film, Shayan Bhattacharya, an editor with the Indian culture magazine Kindle, says he'd heard there might be a gay kiss.
It was nice, but when I actually saw it on screen, I was quite surprised because it was actually a kiss and not a cheat kiss.
A cheat kiss is something Indian films are masters at.
When the person's head turns around and you don't see the two lips touching.
It's not like Indians don't know how to kiss. In the 1933 film Karma, the hero and the heroine locked lips for 4 minutes. But in 1952, the censor board made India more prudish. Kissing on screen became rarer. The Bombay Talkies kiss comes from director Karan Johar. He's best known for glossy family extravaganzas. The women wear clingy chiffon, the men are sculpted, college looks like Riverdale High, and the whole family dances the bhangra. And gay men, when they show up at all, are queeny stereotypes.
Look at me! London ho ya Miami, aapka beta gay hai, he likes men!
Shayan Bhattacharya says these gay characters are sad clichés.
Either they are objects of joke or they are objects of pity. Sorry creatures, they are really, really sad and depressed. So they need our sympathy and empathy. It's like your pet dog.
But the character in Bombay Talkies is a different kind of gay man. Out, sexual, and unapologetic, even with his boss at the magazine where he's an intern.
Let's see if he lasts that long.
Trust me, I last very long.
I was relieved he was not another limp-wristed, campy interior designer. But as a friend says, Bombay Talkies comes with its own stereotypes, gay as stalker, self-destructive, husband snatcher. The critics are generally gushing about Bollywood's brave new world. And though I've heard of some popcorn thrown at the screen, no one's held protest marches or ransacked theatres, as some did 17 years ago when the film Fire showed a lesbian love story set in Delhi.
There's no word in our language that can describe what we are, how we feel for each other.
India's come a long way since then. The High Court has repealed the anti-sodomy law. There are queer film festivals and pride marches now. So Bombay Talkies isn't exactly revolutionary the way Fire was. And Shayan Bhattacharya, the magazine editor, is not reading too much into the big gay kiss.
I think it's too early to even think of it as a landmark because whether it's a landmark or not, we'll only know 2 years later if it opens the floodgates of more kisses.
A gay kiss with its own 6-minute song and wet chiffon shirts in the Swiss Alps. Now that would be a real Bollywood revolution.
Commentator Sandeep Roy is cultural editor for FirstPost.com in Kolkata, India.